This is 89.1 and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. Miles Nielsen is a homebody. Despite heavy touring with his own band, The Rusted Hearts, and crisscrossing the country as a youth with his father's band, Cheap Trick, he continues to make Rockford, Illinois his home. Miles Nielsen and The Rusted Hearts return to the Twin Cities tomorrow night for a billing with Chicago Farmer. He told us via Skype that despite its hardscrabble blue-collar image, there has always been a really artistic side to Rockford.
I don't know if that's sort of the pushback to the blue-collar thing. You know, when you're a creative, the last thing you want to do is go work a blue-collar job because, you know, that's, and somehow that's like considered failure. Whatever it is, there's always been a really, really wonderful artistic community here. And it could be based on the fact that it's affordable to live here. You can get big warehouse spaces, you know, to do big art for a pretty reasonable price as long as you're not, you know, worried about the aesthetic or maybe even heat for that matter.
Yeah, I remember 20 years ago when I had a job offer in Rockford and looking around at home prices, I was stunned at how affordable a decent home was in Rockford, and it was a real draw to actually take the job.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely couldn't do the music thing as heavily as I do if I lived, say, in New York or Los Angeles the way that I can living in Rockford, that's for sure. Almost. I mean, it has its setbacks too. You know, you're not in the fray or you're not in the scene as much as, you know, like you're in Nashville or Austin or New York or LA, but
yeah, you stay in Rockford. How come?
You know, family, friends. We've been together as the same five guys for 6 years now for a band that does a lot of touring. It's really centrally located to a lot of major markets.
Is that different than it would have been, say, 20 years ago when you really kind of needed to be in L.A. or New York or maybe Nashville or Austin?
I think, you know, I think technology really helps connect those dots for musicians these days. You don't need to necessarily be there. I don't know. That's a hard one to say because I have children, and that is definitely an anchoring for staying put where you are, you know, not taking them out of school and up, you know, that kind of thing and being close to them. And I have friends that are my age that don't have kids that, and they're like, well, we're just moving to California. And all of a sudden you're like, man, and they just pick up and then you're like, they're doing great in the industry. So, you know, I don't know. I think both ways has its ups, has its downs, has its pros, has its cons, however you want to look at it. But I'm here, you know, I'm here for at least 4 more years till they get out of high school. And then I think it's downsize, get an RV and just travel and play music.
I want to talk about the song Simple Times. You write about that on the album Heavy Metal.
My trigger hand, it was shaking fast as lightning. You take the high road, and I'll take the long. Oh, baby, where the simple times gone?
When were there simple times for you?
Well, I think throughout the course of maybe a year, there's some simple times, you know. Say it's you just want to get away for the day and go to the local pond or lake and you just cast out, you know, go fishing, or, you know, you want to just go to the golf course. We were at a friend's house the other night for dinner, and we were just completely engaged in just the company that was there. Things are complicated because there's so much around you to just take you away from anything at any point. The simple times become way less simple and few and far between if you allow it.
My. I wish there was something I could say.
Do you find you have a disconnect with your children because of technology?
Well, I am a divorced father who doesn't have them all the time, and I feel like for myself, technology is actually keeps our connection close. It's an every morning before they go to school, or as they're going to school, or as they're in school. I've already written with both of them like 4 times already today. You know, just talking about what we're going to do after school. You know, Wednesday is a day that I take them after school, and we either go to lessons or we, you know, do things. Or if I'm out of town, we FaceTime. I show them what part of the country I'm in and show them what the hotel or the green room or, you know, the inside of the van looks like. Or, you know, they say hi to the guys in the band. And for me, it's the smart technology stuff keeps us together when I'm not with them. But I also do the when I'm with them, phones away.